Dawn, the European Space Agency, plans to send a Mars rover to explore the planet in 2020. To test their capacity to land on Mars, they launched the Schiaparelli spacecraft in 2016. Its mission was to test out technology for landing on Mars and to gather basic scientific data. They named the spacecraft after 19th century astronomer Giovanni Schiaparelli.
Yael, landing on Mars is really hard. The planet is so far away that it takes several minutes for radio signals to cross the distance. This means that the spacecraft has to land on its own under computer control with no help from mission control. Mars' atmosphere is very thin, and that makes slowing down to land hard. It takes more than just air friction and parachutes to do the job. Spacecraft have used rockets and even bounced to a landing on airbags. The Curiosity rover was lowered to the surface with a rocket-powered sky crane. So, did Schiaparelli succeed?
Well, as you said, Don, landing on Mars is hard. Mission Control in Darmstadt, Germany, lost contact with the spacecraft 50 seconds before they expected to receive word of the landing. The next day, NASA's Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter photographed the landing site, showing a fresh impact crater and proving that Schiaparelli had crashed.
That's too bad. Do they know what went wrong?
Controllers think the spacecraft's guidance system sent bad data to its computer, which caused it to jettison its parachutes and fire its landing rockets too soon, and then fall more than 2 miles to the surface. But the story does have a happy ending. European governments still approved funding to continue with the Mars rover mission.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University.
We're on the web at amomentofscience.org. I'm Yael Cassander.
And I'm Don Glass.